More than 600 artists will perform in downtown Cincinnati this weekend.
I need you to care. Not about yourself or obtaining your wealth. I need you to look around. Sirens are becoming a familiar sound. Our faces are getting used to being put in the ground for what? See, I have this theory. It goes like, my mind is powerful and that's why they fear me. Because if I don't see probable cause, I might not go down willingly. And some of y'all might think that's the kid in me. But for you not to be angry, are you kidding me?
Those are the words of Siri Imani, a spoken word artist and one of the co-creators of a one-of-a-kind musical celebration this weekend in downtown Cincinnati. Look Around was created to celebrate the 125th anniversary of the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra. Siri will perform her poem this Saturday night with the CSO. I spoke earlier with two of the other creators. I'm joined now by artist Shara Nova. Welcome, Shara.
Thank you.
And Mark DeChiazza. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you.
Okay, so this is called Look Around, and there's going to be hundreds of performers brought together for what organizers at the Cincinnati Symphony are calling a one-of-a-kind musical celebration. So tell us what makes this unique, Shara.
There are over 600 Cincinnati musicians that are gathering together with the orchestra to celebrate their 125th season, which is unprecedented. I think only five symphonies in the country have been able to say this. So this is a really big celebration for the symphony, and they really wanted to celebrate with their community, for their community. And that is what they asked. Shara, how can you help us facilitate an event with our community?
And this is the result.
And this is the result.
Look around. Mm-hmm. So if this many people coming to perform with the symphony, what does that mean exactly? These are actual artists. It's not just inviting randoms to come in and bang on something. These are musicians and artists.
Yes. I mean, there's over 3 hours of newly composed music that is based on interviews for choirs, and we have nine different choirs. There's a brass and percussion, and then there are about 20 instrumental and dance groups that are also interacting with each other. What's unique about it for me musically is that it's based on the mockingbird, there's a northern mockingbird that hangs out at Washington Park. And when I first came, I saw this incredible mockingbird and thought, what is that like for us as a community to have conversation back and forth? And how do we build a musical structure that shows this interaction of, I see you, I hear you, we're sharing space together? So there's a lot of collaboration between different groups that happens that makes it unique from just a festival where people are presenting what they do.
And tell us who you are. What is it that you do that brought you into the fold here?
I'm a composer.
And so you've contributed some pieces to this?
3 hours of music.
You've done the whole thing, it sounds like. How awesome is that?
There are, of course, a lot of original compositions from the groups, but because we wanted to focus on storytelling about what does the park mean, what does Over the Park mean to a lot of different people, what are we wrestling through as a community, that's where the text comes from.
Okay, Shara is the co-creator and the composer. Mark, you are listed as the co-creator and the director.
That's right.
Have you taken on a project like this before with so many performers?
I'm not sure there ever really has been a project like this, honestly. So no, but I've done parts of this, but not all put together in one giant thing like this is. I think it's important to understand that this isn't a festival. Shara and I have thought about it from the beginning as being a whole like self-contained event where there's an arc and a story. And the thing that I think you need to know about the piece, though, is that it invites the audience to explore it almost like an installation. So when Shara said she wrote 3 hours of music, some of those pieces of music are being played concurrently in different locations at the same time. So there's a lot of agency for the audience, and we are really encouraging the audience to come and walk around and see what's there and discover it and discover their own relationship to what's being offered. It doesn't just plunk you in a seat and show you some stuff.
Well, that's what I want to know about then, because as a director, typically there's a piece, there's a stage, and you orchestrate the movement and all of that, the ins and the outs. But one, you have a ton of people who are participating.
And a ton of stages.
And multiple stages. Right. So talk about your approach to it as a director on how you choreographed that.
Well, I mean, it actually, the structure of the piece is, it's a shape that is so large that we had a lot of tools that we used to think about this piece. And interestingly, it's now sort of clarified itself into something that feels strangely simple. Along the way, you know, we did everything from, you know, I made animations of group movement in the park. We've made spreadsheets that are taller and wider than this room. You know, just in a way to sort of wrap our heads around this scale, because, you know, we are using the full park. We're using Ziegler Park, and over the Rhine, we have a route through that. So the piece, it sort of culminates and concentrates toward the orchestra stage, but it has this wonderful kind of dynamic nature where performance areas spring up in different locations from within the audience. So if you're in the audience, you really won't necessarily know where the next thing is going to come from. But it's all orchestrated.
And the audience is given a little map with a Hello Explorer on the front.
And you're holding this up. It's beautiful.
Yes. And in Washington Park, there will be three different zones, the blue zone, the yellow zone, the red zone. And then we have a list at, here we can see that at 7:45 in the yellow zone, Biokoto, African drum and dance.
So you've got a roadmap, basically,
there is
to get
a
around
roadmap.
And it says the times and,
yes.
and the locations of
there
all this.
Is.
And, so basically, you'll be able to walk from Washington Park to Ziegler Park and explore the areas around there?
That's not really how it's structured. The way that you could think of this piece starts with many locations that are active. Ziegler Park is one place where you can choose to begin this piece. Yeah. That happens at the same time as we're starting in Washington Park. If you started in Ziegler Park, you would follow a procession down 13th Street. And by 7:30, the piece starts at 7 o'clock in both places, you would end up in the park, in Washington Park. So that's sort of a tributary that flows in. And, you know, there are other sort of ways you can enter the piece, too. If you came into the park from the north, would be different from if you came in the south.
The CSO sent over a press release, you know, alerting us to this and giving us some background on it. And, Sherry, you had a quote that was included in this where you say, look around, which is the name of the event. Look around is about seeing your neighbor and how we can look at our neighbor and not just past our neighbor. So I'll ask, what do you think the audience will get from this if they come into it relatively blind about what to expect?
I hope that they will smile a lot. I hope they will be able to say, I didn't even know that person, that group was in Cincinnati. What an astonishing dancer. What an astonishing musician. I didn't even know they were there. So there's a lot of discovery in that way. We're playing with space. A symphony is playing with the entire community. So it's a big experiment. So I think the idea is including us as all being a part of a celebration together with the symphony.
I mean, this piece holds together groups that normally would not be programmed together. And it doesn't just hold them together like a festival would, where they're presented individually as sort of, this is a diverse selection. We are actually putting them in conversation with each other, and that's part of the structure of the piece, and that's the intent of the piece.
It's important to note that the event is free.
It's free.
So it's accessible to everyone
That's
who can
right.
come in. And
I just wanted to say one more thing about what I hope people would get out of it. You know, I think when we talk about the structure of this event, it can sound like, whoa, this is high art. You know, I don't know if this is for me. You know, share, because there are a lot of choral groups and Cincinnati has wonderful choruses. And Cher is a great writer of songs and choral music, too. And a lot of this piece is song-based. And so songs have a kind of accessibility. They invite you in. They have words. They're fun. And so there is a lot of fun in this, too. And I think it comes out of those songs. They give you something to hold on to that's very solid and accessible.
Well, there are lots of people who don't come from families that take in the arts. Maybe they get the occasional school trip, right? So I'm curious about your thoughts on the importance of these types of events in order to maybe catch the attention of someone, young or old, for the first time, and how that cultivates them into being a regular fan of this type of art.
Yes, yes, yes.
I think art should be an adventure. And I think we've really deliberately crafted this piece to be an adventure. It's even an adventure for us, because at the end of the day, we are going to have to choose how we experience this piece, because the truth is you can't see the whole thing. So we are going to be in that same position ultimately as the audience.
All right, so the show is called Look Around. It's in celebration of the 125th anniversary of the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra. It is Saturday, August 3rd. It starts at 7 p.m. simultaneously, Ziegler Park and Washington Park. My thanks to Sharon Nova and Mark DiChiazza for coming in and talking to us today about this. Sounds like fun.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And we want to let you know that NPR's Here and Now host Jeremy Hobson is here in town in our studio for coverage of the president's visit today. The show will broadcast from Cincinnati Public Radio's Corbett studio today and tomorrow. It all starts at 2 o'clock each day. Stay tuned for Here and Now this afternoon at 2. And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Pete Reitmeier. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.